All right. Good morning, everyone. Good to be back. We're going to be jumping into the topic of Yira during Yamim Na'arayim, leading up to Yamim Na'arayim throughout Elo. And we find a few sources that recommend that a person should be afraid during the month of Elo, leading up to Rosh Hashanah and all the way through to Yom Kippur. We have the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says that there's four times a year when we're judged. One of those times is Rosh Hashanah, and it says, "Barosh Hashanah kobay olam ayivrim lefanav kivnei maron." We all pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like b'nei maron. A few different pshatim. What b'nei maron means? The simple pshat is that it's referring to a small, narrow valleyway where we go one by one, meaning that we all receive an individual judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And it quotes the pasuk that Hashem created the heart of a person, Hamevin al komasim, and he understands all of our deeds. Rosh Hashanah is the time when he understands all of our deeds. He knows exactly, he looks exactly what's going on inside of us, and he judges us based on that. So that alone is a reason to be afraid when coming up to Rosh Hashanah. You know that you're going to get judged for your ma'asim, and that Hashem knows all of the inner workings. He knows all of your inner motivations, where everything's coming from, and he's going to judge you based on that for the upcoming year. We also find a pasuk in Amos. He creates together all of their hearts, but meaning it's contrasting with Hamevin al komasim. Mevin kol ma'aseim is he understands them all individually, but he creates the hearts together, meaning there's also like a klaliistic collective. Yeah. So we have the pasuk in Amos that says, "Aryeh shog mila yira." When a lion roars, who's not going to be afraid when they hear the roar of a lion? So says the Matan Moshe, and this is later quoted by many, including the Shlach HaKadosh, the Pele Yoetz also quotes this as well. The Matan Moshe says, Aryeh Shog, he's a Talmud of the Marshal. He says, Aryeh Shog Mila Yira. If you look at the word Aryeh, he says it's an acronym for the following. He says, Aryeh Roshe Tevos, Elo, right? The Aleph is Elo. The Resh is Rosh Hashanah. The Yud is Yom Kippur. And the Hey is Hoshana Rabbah. Those are the four main times when we're judged throughout the Yamim Na'arayim. And he says, Mila Yira Be'ilu Azmanu, who's not going to be afraid of these times? Because we know that this is the time when Hashem is judging us, when there's extra fear in the air. And based on that, he says that all these times are really a time to be afraid, right? Like when the lion roars, who's not going to be afraid? When Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah come about, who's not going to be afraid during those times? And we find in Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that he writes in Or Yisrael. Or Yisrael was the letters that he wrote to his Talmidim. This particular letter he was writing while he was traveling. He was going town to town, spreading the Musar movement. And he writes to his Talmidim as follows. He says that, Milfanim kasher yadati, we know that in previous generations, right, he's already lamenting about the previous generation. Seems like everybody complains. Ah, the previous generations, you know, that's somebody just told me this morning. Previous generation, Adas used to daven at 4:30 a.m. Now they're slacking off. It's only 5 a.m. So everybody, the previous generation, and that was the stark time. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter also, he says, Milfanim kasher yadati ko ish achzoi pleitzas. Everybody would shudder with fear. Mikol akore kadosh Elo, when they would announce the holiness of Elo, meaning in Shul, when they would say, Rosh Chodesh Elo hiye b'yayim, whatever the day was. So everybody would shudder in fear, he says. There's a famous line from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that a lot of people quote, that afilu hadagim shebayam, even the fish in the sea would tremble from the fear of Elo. So now he says, acharad alazu nishara pirya liskarev lavodasi yisbar shemaya. He says it was such a positive motivator for people. It would make them closer to Hashem during this month because they feared Elo so much. Ish lefi erko, everybody according to his level. He says, ach en lo lefi muskal arisha, but then he goes on over here and he says that it's not how you might think, that it's the people who really have something to worry about, that they're the ones who are more worried, and the people who are big tzaddikim and they're worried the whole year, that they're less worried during Elo. He says it's actually the opposite. He says the people who the whole year they're slacking off, They're not involved in Avodas Hashem. He said, they're the people Elul rolls about. They're not even afraid, right? They feel it less. And the tzaddikim, who are really the people who should be less afraid, he says, they feel the fear of Elul more. He says, why is that? He says, two reasons. One gashmiyadika reason, one ruchniyadika reason. The gashmiyadika reason, he said, is because habit has it that a person, they fall into habit and they stop caring about the things that they do wrong after a while. So the more you do something wrong, the less you worry about it. And the more you do something right, the more you're focused on it. So that's what he says is the reason al pi teva, based on nature. And he says the ruchniyadika reason is that ein adam over avera ila imke nifnas abo ruach shtus. So a ruach shtus comes about a person. So the more he sins, the more of that shtus comes about him, and the more it washes him away from fearing, from feeling the fear of Elul. So now I'm just gonna switch the second to last paragraph over here. In Or Yisrael, he says, "Bezos kasher safu tamu gedole asher charadasam ne'emasam hayira." So he's saying nowadays people are a lot less afraid than the previous generation, right? Already in Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's time, he's saying people don't fear Elul the same way that they used to, and therefore they're not as motivated to change during the month of Elul. And he says, "Hasra apneim ve'asasa roshem b'leiv hasaram achareim." He said these gedolim, that they feared the proper fear of Elul. He said it would make a rosham, it would make a mark in their hearts. Im ein shorish me'ayin yavayu alin, achen siba saruchnias hi asher siba haikares. He says the real reason is the siba ruchnias that we discussed. And then moving on to the last paragraph, ulezos kasvu aposkim. This is why the poskim write, asher bayamim hanoraim halalu. These days of awe, the yamim noraim, Elul through Hashanah Rabbah, Esa Achana, Lavai El Hamishpat Barosh Hashanah. It's a time to prepare ourselves to come into the judgment of Rosh Hashanah that we discussed. Uvi Yoser Haachana Al Yom HaKippurim, and you need even more Achana for Yom Kippur. That's why we have an extra 10 days to prepare us for Yom Kippur, because you need even more preparation. Asher Ein Dai Be'er HaEsek HaGadol Lifnei Adam LaHachanas Atzmo Lifnei Bo. There's not enough to explain how much a person needs to prepare himself for these days. So we have Rabbi Yisrael Salanter talking about the importance of the fear of Elul. He says, unfortunately, it's inverted. The people who should really be afraid, who should be more afraid are less afraid, and the people who should be less afraid are more afraid. But at the end of the day, he says, it's not like it used to where people tremble and they faint at the calling of Elul. Already now, people are taking it a lot more lightly.
This was in his day.
Yes, this was in his day. So Rav Berkowitz says in a shir that he gave to the Kollel, Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, my Rebbe, he mentioned in a shir, he said, how are we meant to relate to fear nowadays? Right? Already in Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's day, he's saying things were a little more light. He's saying nowadays, we don't relate to fear at all. The younger generation, right? You mentioned fear, and it's paralyzing for them, right? It's a comfort generation, right? We're obsessed with comfort in this generation. You mention anything about fear that makes you uncomfortable, you try blocking it out completely, right? So nowadays, how are we meant to relate to the pachad of Elul, to the yira that we're meant to feel during Elul, leading up to Rosh Hashanah?
It's very interesting, Rob, because there's actually a whole youth mantra called no fear, and they put it on their t-shirts, and I think it signifies their daring to risk their life in various life-threatening activities.
Yeah.
It's a whole philosophy in the youth.
So that's to live boldly.
It's not a philosophy, but it's a sort of
taking drugs.
Yeah.
But it's even entered into popular psychology.
Yeah. So we're going to see in the next one what a motivator the proper fear is. Not a paralyzing type of fear, but the right amount is enough to motivate you to keep you focused. And we're going to see in the next source how do we put it all into the right perspective. So Rav Berkowitz says as follows. He says, how do we relate to the fear of Elul? So he says there's a millennial term nowadays called FOMO, fear of missing out. Right, FOMO. Millennials use it all the time, right? If they, they miss a birthday party or something, I have such FOMO. I have such fear of missing out that I'm going to miss out on the birthday party. They feel like they're missing out on something really amazing. And he quotes Rav Avram Gadinsky, who is the Mashkiach of Slobodka, and he says, Rav Avram Gadinsky, already said the Mashkiach of Slobodka, he says that this is the fear of Elo. It's meant to be FOMO, right? It's meant to be the fear of missing out, that you have such an opportunity. Hashem, there's such an opportunity for Hiskarvus to Hashem, such an opportunity to look back at our past, to change our ways, to step into our tafkid, our purpose, our mission in this world, to realign ourselves with what matters most in our lives, which is avodas Hashem, serving Hashem. Elul is the time when we're meant to do that. Leading up to Rosh Hashanah, it's a time when we're meant to reevaluate and step into our fullest potential. It's such an opportunity for Yiskarvus Hashem. Hashem is right there. He's listening to our Yishamea Tefila, Lifnei Miatem Temetarim, Vichem Shabashamayim, right? Our Father in Heaven is the one who's going to be purifying us on Yom Kippur. So we have such an opportunity. There's such a closeness to Hashem during the month of Elul. He says we should all be feeling a fear of missing out. If you don't seize this opportunity, if you don't jump on the opportunity, you're missing out on such an amazing opportunity. He says that that's the fear that we're meant to feel during the month of Elul. And that last line, he says, if we could only overcome our issues, we'd be so much greater during Elul. And then I skipped out the last line, but he says, don't waste it, right? Don't waste the opportunity during Elul. You should feel that fear of missing out on a lost opportunity. Make sure you seize on the opportunity. Make sure you maximize the month of Elul, the Yamim Noraim, and the month of Tishrei as well. Right, so that's what he says is how we're meant to relate to the fear of Elul during this time. I also want to quote Rav Avram Elia Kaplan, and this is absolutely amazing. He's very poetic in the way that he writes because he's a Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter. If anybody reads any of Rav Yisrael Salanter's writing, very poetic, difficult to understand, but you kind of have to put it together and really read into what he's saying. Rav Yisrael Salanter did that as a shita because he held that everybody's. He didn't care if the masses wouldn't understand what he was saying. He felt that everybody needs to personalize what he's saying and really take it in and read it over and over and over and over again till you relate to it in your own way and you're really able to inculcate his words. That's why he wrote it in, you know, kind of vague poetic terms so that everybody can take it into heart and use it in their own way. So Rav Avram Elia Kaplan, he writes as follows. And in describing Yira, really amazing, the way that he depicts it and puts it, and very useful tool in the way that we can relate to Yira, not only during the month of Elul, but throughout the year, what this means to be a Baal Yira, a person who fears Hashem. So he says, Biyad Ashlishis Hazos Misura Machshavas Ayira. He's referring to two different types of people. And then he says, there's a middle ground. This is where you find the person who has Yira, who's afraid of Hashem. But he says that's a person who doesn't really, he's not fully enlightened. He doesn't fully understand the language, right? He understands what these words mean, right? Yira means fear, but he doesn't truly understand the depth of what fear is meant to relate. So he says he's going to be like the first person who completely negates Yira. The person who misunderstands Yira, who misunderstands what fear really means, is also going to make the mistake and is also not going to be able to really be a Baal Yira. Okay, uledugma kisha omrim lo Yira. For example, when you tell this person who doesn't fully understand what Yira is, you mention the word Yira, hare ein targuma elakach. This is what the person imagines in his head. Roish kafuf, the person's head is bent down. Meitzach mekumat, his eyebrows are furrowed. Einayim toihois, his eyes are like gaped open in fear. Gav gaban, his back is hunched over. Smol metarses, left hand is trembling. Yamin make alchet, his right hand is clapping alchet. Arkuvos nukshos, brachim koshlos, his knees are chained together. Kasolos moyados, his feet are poised out. So he's drawing this picture of the person who's field of Yira, and sometimes we relate in the same way. right? A person who's afraid of Hashem, you think of this very intense individual, right? He's in anxiety mode, in pain and anguish at all times. So he's obviously exaggerating a little bit, but he's trying to bring the point that we relate to Yira as like a fear mode, right? A person who's always activated in fear, and he can't enjoy anything in life, right? He's not able to...
Mode.
Huh? Yeah, flight mode. Exactly. Well said. Flight mode. V'lo yeda shetargim ze kofer b'divra hayodea mazu yira mar pirsha mikor moto me'ayim ba. And he says that this imagery of this person, that this is what yira means, that a person's in flight mode. He says this goes against, it's kofer, the people who know what true yira really is and what it's meant to bring a person to. So then he quotes different psukim. He says, yes, there's a time for this kind of yira. There's a time when a person's meant to even afflict himself, right? A person's supposed to be fasting, and he's supposed to be davening to Hashem in a very serious way. There is a time for that, right? We find sometimes when a person needs to do tshuva, but he says that's only a preparation for yira. That's not being in the mode of yira itself. That's just in order for a person to prepare himself. And then he quotes a Mishnah that b'shasha adam itstar, when a person's in pain, the Shekhinah says, my head is hurting, my arm is hurting, meaning the Shekhinah's in pain when you're in pain. A person's not supposed to be in a state of pain and anguish and anxiety, right? That's not the mode that a person's supposed to be in his whole life. So then he brings ulamashal lamahidoma. So what is proper yira? So he brings a mashal, he brings a parable, and he says, "Leratet yirase shel ava beno hakatana aovlo." You can compare it to the fear of a son on his father's shoulders, right? The father is holding his son on his shoulder. When the father is dancing with his son on his shoulders, so he's fully dancing, fully expressing himself. They're feeling the joy of the dance together. Lios nizar bo shelo yipol, but at the same time, he has to be careful that his son doesn't fall, right? So the person fully expressing himself with simcha, right? The Torah says multiple times, tachas asher lo avadati b'simcha v'tuv leva, that a person's supposed to serve Hashem with joy. That shows that you're doing things right, right? It should be a joyful experience. That shows that you're aligned with your passion when you serve Hashem, and that's something important. A person's meant to feel simcha when he's serving Hashem at all times. But he says it can be compared to the fear of a son on his father's shoulders. The father always has to keep in mind that the son's on his shoulder. He can't step out of line, right? He's got to be careful with every single move that he makes. Does that negate one iota of the true simcha that he feels? No, right? He's still fully feeling the simcha of the dancing with the son, and having the son on his shoulders only increases the simcha, right? If he'd just be dancing on himself, it would be one thing. By himself, it's one thing. When he's dancing with his son, that increases the level of simcha, right? So he's feeling even more simcha. At the same time, there is this inner fear that his son can fall off, and he needs to be careful with every step he makes. He can't go too crazy, right? So he says that's the fear that a person's supposed to fear in their avodas Hashem. That of course he's full of joy, he's full of simcha, he's dancing at the opportunity of serving Hashem fully. But at the same time, you know in the back of your hand that you have a purpose. You have that child on your shoulders, right? There's a tafkid for you in this world, and you have to be careful at all moments. You don't step too far out of line, because God forbid, that child can fall. So that's the level of yira that he says we're meant to fear. It's like having the child on your shoulders. And then he finishes off in Bari Lola Adam, second to last paragraph. If it's clear to a person, Shetzror Chayev Olav Nosel Merome Hakaraso, that the purpose of his life is on top of him, Shelo Yipo Mishum Achor, he has to be careful not to fall backwards. V'sha'af larega lo yishkacheyu, not even for a moment should a person forget about his tafkid, right? Just like that the father holding his child, don't forget about the child even for a moment. You got to be super careful, right? There should be that level of fear that you're very careful, but yizkareyu b'chol eis, you should remember it at all times, b'yira yinatsru, the fear is what protects him. Right? So the same way, the fear is what protects us from stepping out of line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from God forbid doing averos, from God forbid veering from our full potential. L'ragayim yifgedenu az liboy batuach. But his heart feels secure, v'hu merakid, v'hu mesachik, and he's still dancing, right? He's still having a good time. He's still fully expressing himself. And he says, v'sachakti lifnei Hashem. He's quoting a pasuk in Shmuel, that I was joyous in front of Hashem. That's how a person's meant to be throughout his lifetime. So he's saying, of course.
In previous stories that people used to cry by him.
Yeah.
Used to weep.
Yeah. But he's saying that that's not Yira. He's saying that's only a preparation for Yira, right? So it's important to weep. You feel the seriousness. But he's saying now jump into a level of serving Hashem fully with that in the back of your mind, the importance of what could, God forbid, happen if you step out of line or if the din doesn't go right. He's saying that's an important step and there's a time for that, but that shouldn't be what a Baal Yira is doing his whole lifetime. An amazing example that he gives, kind of a different perspective to Yira than we're used to, right? And he kind of breaks that whole notion that Yira is this paralyzing, you know, sense of fear, and you have to be very serious. You could never make any jokes, right? And shul, you never step out of line. He's saying, no, express yourself fully, but have that in the back of your mind. Make sure you remember. Yeah, he's talking about Kol Hashana. Yeah, yeah. His sefer is called the Ikvos Hayira. That's actually one of his main essays. He only lived till 32. That's why a lot of people haven't heard of him. Rav Avram Elia Kaplan, one of the Talmidim of Rav Yisrael Salanter. Amazing, amazing writer. You could see from his Lashonos over here.
Who was after Rav Salanter in the Musar dynasty line?
Talmid.
Yeah, Rav Blazer, Rav Itzala Blazer, right, was his Talmud, and then, I don't know, kept going, I'm not sure the line, yeah. And now we're all affected by it, right? Musar's made it into every yeshiva, even the ones who were against it. So that's how we have the depiction of Yira. We're just going to finish up quickly here in the next few minutes. We have the tour who says that Rosh Hashanah is a bit of a confusing day, right? On the one hand, it's a day of judgment. So you'd expect everybody to be very serious, no eating, right? Day of judgment. You take it very seriously if you had a very serious case, right? That could, God forbid, be life or death. Right, if you're going to the Australian court system and it was a life or death case, Mr. Garandossi's laughing, it's a joke. If it was...
call it a court system.
Okay.
No, exactly.
If it was...
satisfaction.
I didn't know what I got myself into.
In America, it could be life or death.
Okay, America could be life
America's
or death.
Got yeah, a death yeah. Penalty, yeah.
So if it was a, God forbid, a death penalty case, right, you'd be very fearful, we're only suited up, and yet you find that it's a day where, yes, there's a level of seriousness, but we're eating, we're drinking, we're having fun. There's the simanim, right? The family's together, right? Kiddush and shul, if I don't know what the minhag here is before shofar blowing. And people are singing, right? There's some joyous songs too. It's not all serious, right? So you're saying, what's going on? So says the tour at the end of Simen, Tavkuf Pei Beis. He says, Rav Chanina, Rav Yoshua, Aimran, Ezo Uma Ke Uma Zu. Who's like this nation? She Yodas Ofia Shel Elokeha, that knows the face of Hashem, meaning he explains Minhaga Vidinav, the Minhagim and the Dinim. She Minhaga Shel Olam Adam She Yesh Lo Din Lo Veshchorem. A person who has a serious judgment. He wears black. Umisatav Shchorem, and he wears all black. Umigado Zikna. He grows out his beard. Vein Chotech Tziparnav. He's not going to cut his nails. Lefisha Enu Yodeya. He's so nervous. He's so worried. He doesn't know how his din's going to come. Jewish people are not like this. Lovshim levanim. We wear white, right? Our finest white garments. Misatvim levanim, and we wrap ourselves in a white talis. Magalchem ziknam. We shave. We cut our nails. We eat. We drink. We're meant to be happy on Rosh Hashanah. Why? He says, "Lefishi yodim shehakodesh baruch hu yaseh lam nes," because we know that Hashem will do for us a miracle. on Rosh Hashanah, meaning we're trying to show our confidence of the good judgment. That's why we're dressing in a positive way. We're happy, we're smeichim on Rosh Hashanah, and we're meant to do that to show our confidence of the din on Rosh Hashanah. The Marshal just quotes, he says, we still wear white to remind us of Yom HaMisa, right? We're not dressed in, super colorful, wild garments. He says, we still wear white to remember Yom HaMisa. But he says, because again, like the Ikva Sayira says, that's like the child on your shoulders, right? We still want to keep in line. We want to keep in check. But despite all that, we're meant to express our simcha on Rosh Hashanah.
Is the nation also judged on Rosh Hashanah, as well as individual Jews?
Yes. Rav Eliyahu Dessler says that's actually why, one of the hashkacha reasons why there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, he says, because we're meant to have two different judgments. One is on the klal, on the first day, and then on the individual on the second day. And he says that there's two judgments on Rosh Hashanah for the whole klal, and then for the individual separately. And they come out differently.
Isn't it mashma the other way? Because the Mishnah says on Sukkos you have the judgment for rain, and then it says on Rosh Hashanah everyone comes from Hashem. So the Rishonim say, well, is the guy going to get rain in this field or not? So I think the right answer is all the rain is judged on Sukkos, and how much each individual gets is on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
So mashma is that. There's nothing on the
cloud, no? I just read a different answer in Sif Sechaim, but it could be the Ran says that. So then, yeah, the Mashmos would be, I don't know, Lav Dafka. Maybe it's just Le'inyan Rain that the Klali is thicker than. I hear what you're saying, though. It's a good question. I could see some answers
here. 2 days, it was originally 1 day.
Yeah.
So what happened then?
Yeah,
did
originally.
Did they judge quicker, or there were fewer people to judge, or
too hard for God to judge us?
So he's saying nowadays in Gullus we need like a separate judgment for each day. I believe that's what he's saying.
The Goyim judged also.
So he's just saying the Hashkacha had it, that there's 2 days because we need these two different judgments. So if we could focus on each judgment individually, it could be more powerful for us. Yeah. So we have that Marshal. We're just going to close with the final piece here. Source number 9 from Rav Avram Elia Kaplan again. He says, Achen zehu shivui ha-mishkal. This is the bringing together of two opposite sides that happens on Rosh Hashanah. So ha-as-ama ha-nifla. It's the amazing wonderment that takes place on Rosh Hashanah. Huchel yira atzila ha-over betabas ha-lizus. On the one hand, you have this string of yira that's coming through, and it's circling the amazing joy that we're meant to feel on Rosh Hashanah. Habariach hatachon b'mitzponei ha'adam hamavrichim min hakatzah lakatzah. And a person is kind of drawn in between these two opposite sides of the spectrum. You have the year of Rosh Hashanah, and then you have the simcha also that we're meant to be feeling on Rosh Hashanah. Misimcha sachayim agemura, we have the amazing simcha of life that we're meant to feel on Rosh Hashanah, right? We're getting renewed with life. It's such an amazing, happy day. And through that, we express it through achila, ushtia, viribu manas. We give gifts, we eat, we drink. Ad vav achibur, I'm not sure exactly what that means. El me'ever lachayim. And then we have on the opposite side of life, zikor and yom hamisa. We have these reminders of yom hamisa, like the Marshal said, right? We're wearing white garments. We're wearing the kittel. Lavricham ze al ze ulahotzi pri netzach. It's meant to graft together the two opposite sides of the spectrum and to bring forth these amazing peros that we're supposed to express on Rosh Hashanah. And then he says, Havu godol laganene hayadus, give greatness to the garden of Yiddishkeit. Right? It's such a complex thing. We're bringing together different things. And the two together, right, the simcha and the fear that we're meant to feel on Rosh Hashanah ultimately brings the sweetest pri, like the father dancing with the child on his shoulders, right? He's in line, he's in check, right? He's making sure everything goes right because of the Yira. At the same time, he's expressing the Simcha fully. That's what we're meant to express on Rosh Hashanah. It's a day of amazing joy and happiness. Hashem is recreating us anew. He's giving us kochos for the upcoming year. We're so lucky. We're so happy to be part of the Jewish people, right? And we express that gratitude to Hashem that he gave us this mission in life, that we get to be one of his children. And we're showing our renewal to the commitment of an Avodas Hashem on that day, the renewal of the commitment of the original bris that we made by Har Sinai. But at the same time, it's a day of Yira. We got to be careful, right? It's a day of judgment. We're making sure we're maximizing our full capacity to serve Hashem on that day. Have an amazing day, amazing week. Shana Tova Matuka.
Welcome back.
Thank you.